Blog Talk Radio.
Something good is already happening. Something better is in stock. We are together again. Just praise the Lord. We are together again. Just praise the Lord. We are together again. He wanna come. Something good is already happening. Something better is in stock. We are together again. Just praise the Lord. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. We are together again. He wanna come. Something good is already happening. Something better is in stock. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. We are together again. He wanna come. Something good is already happening. Something that I think that we are together again. Just praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, today we're going to be talking about the prayer of repentance. And this prayer is very, very important because most of the time we don't pray a prayer of repentance. We pray a prayer of faith. We pray a prayer of miracle. We pray a prayer of blessing. We pray a prayer. You know, we pray all kinds of prayers. We don't pray a prayer of repentance. You know, but today we're going to be talking about prayers of repentance in the Bible and how we can pray such prayers today in our own individual life. Our text is taken from Isaiah 38, from verse 1 to 8, book of Isaiah chapter 38, from verse 1 to 8, the story of King Hezekiah, the king who was sick, almost dying. And God sent the prophet to go to his house, the prophet Isaiah, went to his house to prophesy to him, O king, you need to set your house in order or you will die. And so the king did something that we're going to look into very closely that changed the whole of his destiny. I remember Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin, when he was still alive, he's going to be with the Lord now. He called this topic, how you can turn hopeless situations around. How you can turn hopeless situations around. You can turn hopeless situations around. And so the message came to King Hezekiah that you are going to die. You have to set your house in order. And the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 38, verses 1 to 8, the prophet has delivered the message. Thank God, the message, you know, had reached the king. The king turned to the wall and wept and repented and cried and asked God for forgiveness, for mercy. And God heard his prayer. See? I want us to take particular notes of Isaiah chapter 38, verses 1 to 8. The king, you know, he was not proud. He was not arrogant. He didn't disobey. He obeyed the word of God. The message has come. Set your house in order or you will die. So the king turned to the wall. But turning to the wall there means to concentrate, to focus. He focused on the prayer he was praying. Say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Forgive me, O God. I've erred. I've failed. And God answered that prayer and healed him, added more 15 years to him, for him to live a little more. No? It is a prayer we need to pray, a prayer of repentance, a prayer of getting right with God. If you hide your things from God, you have failed. All have failed and have come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, there is none holy. All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Who are you to stand before God and say you are holy? You are not holy. God is holy. The holiness you have is the holiness that Jesus Christ provided for you on Calvary Street. So the king turned to the wall and confessed all his sins and repented. Got right with God. And God healed him. Had he been stubborn and rude, he would have missed the healing of God. But he repented. He prayed a prayer of repentance. The Bible says he wept. He was sorry for his sin. You know, repentance means godly sorrow. He was sorry for his sin. Not just remorse. He meant it. That's why the scripture says he wept. You know, it was a serious prayer. God, I have failed. God, I have messed up. God, have mercy upon me. God loves that contrite spirit. People with humble spirit. King David was like that too. King David, as soon as he erred, he said, because he's human to err. He's human to fail. Because you're a human being. You may not be perfect. You know, as people expect you to be perfect. But we are all trying to be perfect. That's very good, trying to be perfect. But I thank God for the king. He wasn't proud. He didn't say, oh, prophet, why did you come to talk to me like that? He was humble. He humbled yourself in the sight of the Lord. And he will lift you up. See, give grace to the humble. And he resists the proud. God resists proud people, but he gives grace to humble people. And so, God have mercy on the king. Not only did he heal him, he gave him more, 15 years more. See, he was able to change the situation just by a prayer of repentance. A prayer of repentance. Just a simple prayer of repentance. Which many of us don't like to do. See, many of us, we are very proud and arrogant. And we are not repenting. We are like the Pharisee. The Pharisee and the publican in Luke chapter 18, Luke Gospel chapter 18, verse 9 to 14, you read about the Pharisee and the publican. They came into the temple to pray. Jesus was looking at them. The Pharisee smit his chest. Say, you see, I'm not like that other man. I'm holy. I'm righteous. I fast 2 times in a week. See these other people there, they are not fasting. See, I'm better than them. See, you are proud. You know, and God was not happy with that prayer. But the publicans are the tax collectors. The tax collectors and these tax collectors, they do all kind of things while they are collecting taxes. Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and he repented of as well. He decided to even make restitution. That's what it should be, restitution. Zacchaeus decided to make restitution because he was stealing from the pot, just like Judas Iscariot. So the publican and the Pharisee, they came into the temple to pray. The Pharisee was proud and arrogant. He was bold enough to say, you see, I'm holy. You see, I'm righteous. You see, I'm not like these other people. That is the prayer he was praying, the Pharisee. But the publican came, you know, Luke chapter 18, verse 9 to 14. The publican came and knelt down and said, Lord, forgive me my sins. Have mercy upon me, a sinner like myself. See, the publican, he considered himself a sinner like me. Oh God, have mercy. Then Jesus said, this man who prayed a prayer of repentance is the one who qualifies for the kingdom of God. A prayer of repentance, a prayer of confession. You have to confess your sins. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whosoever shall confess and forsake shall have mercy. Proverbs 28 verse 13. If you cover your sins, you will not prosper. But if you confess your sins and forsake your sins, you shall have mercy. Proverbs 28, verse 13. The Pharisee was covering his sins. He did not repent. He did not pray a prayer of repentance. The Pharisee, Luke chapter 18, verse 9 to 14. But thank God for the publican. The publican, he said, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner like myself. Oh, Lord. Then Jesus said, this person who prayed a prayer of repentance is the real person. This is the right person. But this other person, this Pharisee man who self-righteousness, that one is not going to the kingdom of God. See, the message is very clear. And that's where we are today. The people of Nineveh, in Jonah chapter 1, 2, 3, if you look at the book of Jonah chapter 1, 2, 3, the people of Nineveh, they repented in sackcloth, including the king, because judgment was coming. The prophet Jonah had come to tell them that judgment is coming. 40 days time, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. 40 days time, Nineveh shall be destroyed. Then the Bible says that the people of Nineveh, they put on sackcloth and put ashes on themselves, and they fasted and prayed, including their animals. They pray the prayer of repentance. Say, God, have mercy upon us. Please, God, not judge us. See, people of Sodom and Gomorrah, they did not pray the prayer of repentance. Even the people of Noah's day, in the book of Genesis, in the days of Noah, they did not pray the prayer of repentance. So judgment came upon them. Punishment came. God punished all of them for their unrepentant hearts. or repentance. They refuse to repent. They refuse to turn away from their wicked ways. Second Chronicles 7:14. Say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said, I will heal their land. God is willing to heal the land. But how many are turning from their wicked ways? How many are repenting? How many are forgiving those who have wronged them? How many are confessing their sins? How many are turning away from evil and begin to live a holy life and a righteous life? God is calling you today to a life of repentance and getting right with God. Look at King David in Psalm 51. If you look at Psalm 51, from the beginning to the end, King David was praying a prayer of repentance. And I see why God loved David. God really loved David so much because David had a contrite heart, a contrite spirit, a humble heart, a broken heart. See, when he failed, he accepted that he had failed. He broke down before God. Psalm 51, from the beginning to the end, King David was repenting and confessing all the sin of adultery, all the sin he committed with Bathsheba and all those things, all the things he confessed, all the things to God. And God had mercy upon King David and he forgave him. No wonder God loved David. See? The other day, we were reading Genesis about Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, after they have sinned, they have failed, God came down in the garden, was asking them, Adam and Eve, what's going on? What are you doing? Adam said, you see the woman you gave me? She made me to fall. Then God turned to Eve. Eve said, you see, it is the serpent that deceived me to fall. God became angry because it's a wrong approach entirely. You failed. You need to accept your failure. You need to admit that you are a sinner, you have failed, and you need help. That is when God will help you. You better shift the blame. Adam said, it is not me. It is this woman here that made me to fail. Is it not? Shifting the blame. Hey, that's not what God wanted. See? And when he confronted Eve, Eve said, no, it's not me. It is the serpent that made me sin. You see, all those things annoy God. Then God pronounced curses upon Adam and Eve and the serpent and upon the earth. See? They would have just broke down and said, God, we are sorry, we have failed. God, we have been deceived, we have been lied to. We have backslidden, we have fallen away from grace. Lord, have mercy. That is when God would have shown mercy. But they kept justifying themselves. See, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whosoever shall confess their sins and forsake shall have mercy. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. You confess your sins and forsake your sins, then you will have mercy. If you don't confess your sins and forsake your sins, then you will not have mercy. So Adam and Eve were driven from the Garden of Eden because they didn't cooperate with God. What God expected them to break down like this. I say, God, we are sorry, we are failed. God, we are failed. You, Lord, have mercy. That's what God expected. See? So look at David in Psalm 51, from verses 1 to 14. You see, David was confessing all his sins, was repenting, Lord, I have failed you, Lord, I have not done the right. If you leave a holy land, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord will make a way for you. I know the Lord will make a way for you. I know the Lord will make a way for you. If you live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for you. I know the Lord will make a way for you. I know the Lord will make a way for you. If you live a holy life, turn the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord will make a way for you. Oh, yes. King David confessed all his sins. Lord, I'm sorry. Have mercy upon me. Lord, I have failed. God, I messed up. God, have mercy upon me. And no wonder God loved David. God loved David specially. Read about King David in the Bible. Read about King David. In fact, he committed more evil than some of the other kings. But each time he broke down, and that is what God wants, a contrite spirit, a contrite spirit. He broke down and said, God, I have faith. Have mercy upon me. See, the other day somebody said, it was better David did not mess up. But if he is human to err, if you are a human being, you are flesh and blood. If God didn't say you will not fail, yes, you could fail, but that's okay. Peter lied. Abraham, Peter denied you not cry three times. Abraham told a lie in the Bible. Read it. Read the scriptures. And so many other things like that. But will God just kill you because you fail? No. God is not like that. He's a merciful God. What he wants is you admitting your fault. You admit your failure. That is when God will help you. I remember one time there was a judge. If you come to his court and you really fail, you are the one who did something wrong. What the judge wants is this. Just tell me the whole truth. Don't lie. Don't turn like this and turn like this. Tell me exactly what happened. If you can come out straight, that judge will have mercy upon you. But more of the time, people tell lies. They said they had a mental problem. They were sick. They had their alibi. They had their mental disorder. That is why they say they did all these things. See, God is not going to have mercy of those type of people. See, God will tamper justice with mercy each time. That is why the blood was shed. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. All our sin and our conscience of the glory of God, there is none that is right and none is holy. Then he said, but if we confess our sins to God, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God gives you chance. He gives chance. He does not just punish you like that. He will give you chance to repent, opportunity for you to make a turn around. Oh, yes. He gives you opportunity. He doesn't just turn you away like that. So in Psalm 51, you see King David repenting of all his failures and all his frustrations and disappointment. God understood. And that is what God wants. A contrite heart, a contrite spirit, one who he broke down before God and say, I have failed. Lord, have mercy upon me. You know, once you are like that, you have won the heart of God. What God doesn't like is people who argue blindly. They are caught red-handed, but they will turn like this and judge the case and try to escape, try to find where I can lie, and then lie and lie and lie. At the end of it all, the judge will say, I'm sorry, it is very clear that you have been found guilty. And all the evidences declare that you have been found guilty. See? Whereas, have you started by coming out straight and say to the judge, here am I, a sinner like myself, have mercy on me. The judge would have stayed on your side to find a way to help you. But now you try to justify yourself. You try to turn it away. You try to apportion blame. You try to shift it. Adam said, it's not me. It is the woman you gave me that made us to fail. Then he said, it is the serpent. That maybe, no, that's not what God wants. You need to own up to your own failure, first of all. You need to say, me, I'm wrong. That is when God will come and rescue you. See, we need to admit our fault. You know, we're talking about the prayer of repentance. We must change our attitude. It is not enough to ask God to give you car, give you house, give you building, give you... Only when you have not repented, you have not confessed your sins, you have not turned from your wicked ways, you are still the same person. How do you make heaven with this attitude? You think heaven has liars? The Bible says, all liars, all fornicators, the fearful, the adulterer, the thief, the warmongers, and all of them, the lesbian and the gay, and all these people who don't want to repent, the armed robber, the drunkard, the thieves, the prostitutes, and the harlots, they will all find themselves in the lake of fire. We burn it with brimstone because they refuse to repent. They refuse to pray a prayer of repentance, a prayer of asking for forgiveness and asking for mercy. See? Because he did not ask for mercy, he did not find mercy. He did not ask for forgiveness, you couldn't find forgiveness. See, we are praying God that from today we begin to change our attitude. Look at the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 9 and 10. The whole of Daniel chapter 9 and chapter 10, you see Daniel, the prophet Daniel, he was praying for his people to be saved. Because by this time, they were all in Assyrian captivity for 70 years. They were in Assyrian captivity for 70 years. And Daniel was really concerned. Daniel began to pray. And he didn't just pray ordinary prayer. He confessed the sins of the land, the sins of idolatry, the sins of evil, all the sins the people committed. He confessed them to God as if he was the one who did it. But it's not Daniel who did all these things. You see? Daniel confessed the sins of his people as though he was the one who committed those things. But it was not Daniel who committed those things. But he was confessing on behalf of his people. And he was praying a prayer of repentance for mercy. And God answered that prayer. And the 70 years of captivity ended. And they came back to the land of promise once again. See, that's how the whole life is. Please, we need to pray a prayer of repentance. Oh, yeah, I've been listening to a lot of people pray all kind of funny prayers, and God is not even answering because their hearts are not clear. See, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you want to see God, then you need to be pure in heart. How will you be pure in heart? You confess your sin. You repent of your, you turn away from all evil. And let Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of God be in you. Let the spirit of God possess you and own you and have you so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. Wherever you are, in any part of the world hearing this message, I tell you, God is speaking to you. You need to hook up with him right now, and we're getting ready to pray. And I want you to know that Jesus loves you. We love you too. That's why we bring this message to you every weekend, Saturday, Sunday. We share the word of God here and reaching thousands and millions of people around the world with this word of God that goes forth bringing salvation and deliverance to people all around the globe. We really thank God for this opportunity that he has given us to share. We want to pray with you right now. Wherever you are, please bow your head and ask God to forgive you your sins and have mercy upon you. I want you to confess your sins to God. Whosoever shall hide their sins will not prosper, but whosoever shall confess and for faith shall have mercy. When you confess your sin and you forsake your sin, then you can have mercy. If you don't confess your sins and forsake your sins, you can never have mercy. You know? So this is the time for you now to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ and have him as your personal Lord and Savior. I thank God for so many people who are keen into this program on TikTok, on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, YouTube, and all the social media. I tell you, God is reaching out to you by his spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every one of you that has had this word of God today, that you will not miss heaven, that you will be a doer of this word and not just a hearer. In the name of Jesus Christ, may Christ dwell in you richly. May you be a child of God, a servant of God. The devil should lose you and let you go free. In the name of Jesus, open up your heart and let Jesus come in and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. That's who you need right now. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Receive eternal life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be blessed. May this word of God find a place in you. And may you be a doer of this word and not just a hearer alone in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, hallelujah. We want to thank God for today. And feel free to email us at miraclesradio@juno.com. Or you want to reach us on the phone, area code 202-460-7110. Feel free to call for prayer and counseling or whatever. We are here for you. God bless you. Felicia and I, we love you. And we say God bless all of you. Have a good time. Please go to church and worship God. You need to go to a church where they preach holiness, they preach righteousness, they preach Jesus, they preach the word of God. You need to go there and be a member and follow the people of God so that you can be prepared for heaven. The pastor will be there to receive you, and then you start to worship God in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. You need to have your Bible and read your Bible. Read your Bible every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. if you want to grow. You need to read your Bible and pray every day, you know, so that the Word of God can dwell in you richly. God bless you. Join us again next weekend. Every weekend we have this broadcast in the evenings like this. Come with all your friends and tune in and log in and dial in. And God will bless you abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Remember to pray a prayer of repentance. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Bless you all. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, yeah. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.